Charter Schools and the Charter Schools of San Diego. I'm Lynn Herring, Chairman of the Board. I will facilitate the meeting. So let's first take a roll call. When I call your name, please provide the group, which we've already done, so that's not necessary for the benefit of new members. Myself, present. Scott Barton.
Present.
Eric Schweinfurter.
Present.
And Steve McNulty. Steve is not making it today, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
He's in Great Britain right now with his sick wife.
So I have a quorum. Do I have a motion to approve item 1.3?
So moved.
I have a second.
Second.
All those in favor say aye. Aye. Myself. Scott.
Aye.
Eric.
Aye.
And Steve is not present. So if we would just take a moment, if you can find a, take a moment and say the Pledge of Allegiance. So if you would, please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. What was that?
Did you notice that behind Angela there's a flag?
Yeah.
She's always, they're always thinking.
I have one in my front yard and one in my backyard, so I don't have to turn.
I do too, actually. I could have turned.
I have a flagpole in my front yard and a flagpole in my backyard. Okay, approval of the agenda. Item 1.5, approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion to approve item 1.5 with the recommendation from Mary Bixby?
So moved.
Do you have a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye. Myself, Scott.
Aye.
Eric.
Aye.
Steve not present. Moving on. 2.0 is public comment. Do we have any public on the line at all? No additional.
Not aware of any.
So it's an opportunity for members of the public. I'll just go through this and just members of the public to speak on the board and not on the items of the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 2 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Speakers may not yield their time. And there are no additional participants, meaning no public is present. Item 2.2 is agenda for public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and the item is limited to 20 minutes, unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Speakers may not yield their time. And again, seeing no additional participants, I'm assuming that there's no public in attendance. Moving on, public hearing. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on public hearing for the learning continuity and attendance plan. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. The time of public is 8:42. Are there any public comments? Again, seeing no additional participants, I'm assuming there are no public comments. Moving on, we will now move into closed session.
Excuse me, Mr. Admiral Herring.
Yes.
Is this where we can say a few things about what this is?
Sure.
Okay. Tim, can you just acquaint the board with why there's actually two phases to this, and this is the purpose of this special meeting? This is not, I'd like to remind the board, the regular meeting. The regular meeting is in October.
Mm-hmm.
And it's specifically, by the way, according to my calendar, is October 21st at 9:00. That's the regular meeting. We have 4 meetings per year. This is a new requirement that just came up and which requires 2 board board meetings, what is really a public hearing. Tim, can you tell them about this, please?
Yes, the learning continuity and attendance plan is a new requirement, as Mary said, by the Department of Education. As schools and districts are moving into the new school year, they wanted this completed before September 30th, so that it was described to the public how the schools would be conducting their instruction during COVID pandemic. And so the great news is for us is that a lot of the blended learning and online learning we were already doing. So what you see described in the plan really kind of highlights what our instructional program really already is, with the exception to we cannot access our resource centers with students at the time, for the time being, until the health situation improves, which it kind of looks like based upon yesterday's information it is. And so once we're able to go back to the resource centers, then we will have all the safety precautions in place. So part of this plan also addresses what your instruction will look like when you go back on site as well, what type of preparations you've been doing to prepare for that with all the personal protection equipment, which we've obtained, and the processes, what students would go through, temperature checks, social distancing, regular cleaning of the resource centers and those types of items, training of staff. So this plan kind of highlights what our on-site will look like, what it currently looks like now with the distance learning plan, and the types of supports we provide to all students, general ed, special ed, homeless, foster youth as well. So it kind of highlights the program we already have, but a lot of school districts weren't doing instruction distance learning or blended learning, and so it would be very different for most schools when they fill out this the learning continuity attendance plan. So it is a requirement. This is the public hearing, and then before September 30th, actually, this board has to give a final approval to the plan. So this is a process. Part of the step in the process, so it may change a bit based upon stakeholder feedback before your final approval.
And things are changing, as you know, every day with the state. We are staying abreast. All of the team here is, we're attending all the conferences, whether it's the county office, we're represented, state, Tony Thurman, CCSA. Yesterday, we had a meeting with our authorizer, Cindy Martin, or the district, and there was a guest from UCSD, a doctor, who went into more detail. So we are really, really informed as to, I wish I could say the latest thinking, but there isn't one thinking. There's several different versions, but we're staying abreast of all of them, and certainly abreast of what is required by county health and what is required by authorizer and what's required by the state and the governor. And the governor sometimes surprises everybody. So that's where we're at. And thank you for being willing to come in and have these two special meetings so that we can meet this requirement. As you know, we are always 100% compliant and we get a lot of help. The district did a wonderful job yesterday of bringing the charter leaders together for an opportunity to talk about this and some other items. So that's the end of our presentation, Lynn.
Okay, then moving on, we'll now go into close the public hearing. And that is 8:47. We'll now move on to item 4.0, administrative items, consider approval of the August 26th special board meeting. Mary, is there a staff report or recommendation on 4.1?
No, I think it's self-explanatory. It's a request for the next meeting in September.
Okay. This is for today's meeting.
Right, for today's meeting.
Okay, and have we identified the date for September yet?
That's in the next agenda item.
Okay.
Yeah. So do I have a motion to approve item 4.1?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? It's actually happening, so. If you... All those in favor say aye. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
Kirk?
Aye.
Motion passes. Discussion to consider approval of special board meetings in September. Mary, is there a staff report recommendation?
We recommend approval.
Do I have a motion to approve item 4.2?
I think we need to identify the date.
Yeah, what's the date? I was just looking at the thing. We need a date.
Because it just says September.
Yeah. So we're not proposing a date. That's what I was asking. We're open to the board and what works for them. Could I suggest perhaps September 29th?
Okay, hold on just a moment.
Or it could be, or the 22nd? The 22nd.
I'm open on either one of those.
Either of those dates work for me.
Neither one?
Either. Both of them either. Work for me.
Both.
Okay.
So what were the dates?
What about 8:30 on September 22nd?
It's good for me.
That works for me.
And Mary, if I may add, on that agenda, we will also be presenting the charter petition that is going to be submitted prior to September 22nd to the San Diego Unified School District for the renewal of the Odeo Charter School, which is under the SSP Corporation.
Yeah, will that make it on the 22nd? Is it okay to approve it? If we approve it in the morning, you can submit it in the afternoon.
We plan to submit it by the September 4, and I know it's too close, so Tim and I can decide whether we submit it after the September 22nd, after the voting. I think it's good, Tim, so that the district would know that the board approved that.
Okay. Right? So
September, yes, we will submit it because our timeline is earlier, but we can submit it after the 22nd.
All right, so the 22nd works.
Yes.
Okay.
Do we need to do it earlier?
Well, we can't do it before the 4th.
That means you're going to have two board meetings, Admiral Herring, because of the learning continuity. So September 22nd is good.
Yeah, we'll just be a little later than usual. This renewal for Odeo is, how should I put it, technical in that it's been written and prepared to be compliant with 1505, and work closely with the district. It's a little different than our past renewals. So we thought we'd get an early start on it. But a couple weeks isn't going to make a big difference, I don't think. So we propose September 22nd at 8:30.
Okay.
Those two agenda items.
All right. Do I have a motion for the 22nd of September at 8:30?
So moved.
Yes. Second?
Second.
All those in favor? Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes. Okay. Next item, consider approval of new board member, David Crean, effective August the 26th. Mary, is there a staff report, please?
You received the resume for David Crean. Eric, I know, knows David Crean. Some of my staff know David Crean. Eric, can you describe what he does, what David Crean does?
Yeah, currently, well, he holds several degrees, including physics and finance, I believe. He currently is working with a mergers and acquisitions company. So he finds companies that are looking for mergers and acquisitions, brings them to his current company, and I believe then hands them over to his partners to facilitate and close the deal. So I think he's mostly a hunter for them, but he also works on the deal. So he's in mergers and acquisitions right now, and he's been doing that in the bio field for at least a decade.
Yeah.
He's a brilliant, brilliant mind.
Brilliant. The word I would use, brilliant mind. He'll be a great asset. And a great sense of humor and loves to do things for kids. So
yep.
I think you I'm sure he's a great candidate.
Okay. So do I have an approval then for a motion to approve item 4.3?
So moved.
I have a second. We'll conduct a vote via roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Okay. We'll notify David. He's a new member of the board. That's good. We're definitely getting to build that number up there. 4.4 is consideration of a new board member, Jane Grawowski, effective to August the 26th through June of 2022. Same term as David. Mary, is there a staff report?
Well, you have Jane's resume. She's returning to our board. She hasn't been on any of our school boards for many years. She's taken a break. But her expertise is one that we can certainly benefit from. Aside from being a wonderful math educator, she's worked at San Diego State as a math educator, and more importantly, of course, in the K-5 system. And she's been a principal and a superintendent of two of our larger districts in California. She has been significant in helping develop in the early years some of our charters, including, I believe, was it Adeo she helped us with? And Miris, definitely. So she understands charter business and is excited about coming back and starting kind of a new career with us in terms of helping advise us as we move forward into some of the challenging waters that are coming forward. She also incidentally worked very closely with San Diego Unified School District as the executive director for the Administrators Association, when there was an Administrators Association. I don't know, maybe there still is, with San Diego Unified. And so she's very familiar with the district. And I think that having that traditional perspective for public education is good. So we've got expertise with Scott on charters and Jane on traditional settings. I recommend accept her as part of the board.
Okay, it's good to have Jane back on the board. So we have a relationship, and I'm glad to see that she's interested in coming back. Do I have a motion to accept 4.4?
So moved.
Second. Very well. Now conduct a vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Good. We can let Jane know that she's on the board. Good. Now we have a full board.
We do. And Angela, can you contact both of those candidates today and tell them they've been accepted, please?
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on. We'll move on to 5.0, which is the consent agenda. All matters listed in the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and will be approved and acted by the board in one motion in the form listed below. Unless specifically requested by a board member for further discussion or removal from that agenda, there will be no discussion of these items prior to the board voting on them. I recommend to approve the consent agenda. Do I have a motion to approve 5.1 through 5.1.5.2.4?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
By roll call, myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Well, moving on. 6.0 is board announcements and comments. From time to time, the board has topics of interest that they would like to share with the community. These are informal in nature and do not require any action. Are there any announcements or comments from the board? Just want to say thank you, Mary, for putting together and helping to make all this work. And Tim and team for following up and doing all of the necessary efforts. Reading through the process is very informative because it's nice to know that each of the school districts are taking their time to put that much detail into writing. I was a little afraid that there wasn't as significant detail as necessary for the protections of students going back. So it looks like they've done a fairly decent job, and I'm glad to see that the charter schools are being part of that conversation moving forward. So well done. If there are no other comments,
I do have two short comments. Okay. At the end of July, the leadership team and I met for a week. And as you know, part of our strategic planning process is to go back over the year and to actually establish the level at which we feel we accomplished work in each of our initiatives. And so each staff is the champion for one of the initiatives. And they have to present data for it that shows how they did. And I wish I could share this with you in person. Can you see it?
I can see a huge notebook.
Okay. Well, it's filled with not just stuff, but quality reports that are very detailed and very technical. And sometime when I can see you in person, I would love for you to, this would burn up your computer if we tried to send it, but it was extraordinary. Of the 27 retreats we've had, never had a retreat like this. And it was done in Zoom. It was done, 10 of us were in person and the rest were in tiles at BKM. They had a large room where we could socially distance. And it was absolutely unbelievable. They flabbergasted me with the quality. Usually I have suggestions for everybody. I couldn't even suggest. It was so well done. This alone, and this is Tim's baby. And I know that the breadth of it doesn't necessarily suggest that it's good. But I can guarantee the quality of this instructional plan was unlike anything I've seen, even when I was in a traditional setting and there was a whole departments working on these things. It's unbelievable. It is absolutely unbelievable. So I look forward to sharing it with you. With the new board candidates, this is item two, with the new board candidates, I would, and this would include David or Eric and Scott, if you have the time. I'd like to set up trainings. I don't know. I'll ask Angela to get a consensus going of whether you'd like to spend an hour here and an hour there, or if you want to do 3 hours and we jam it, you know. But I know that you will really appreciate getting to know the schools in this deep technical way. We won't bore you to death. It's entertaining, honestly. It is that amazing. So Lynn, is there any word on how I can conduct those trainings? Yes.
Board trainings, you can conduct it even though there's no action item, but it still has to be agendized and publicized.
Is it televised?
No. Just to agendize it and publicize.
Okay.
We can put an agenda on the website. And then we also have to take a general minutes, but even though there's no action. We've done it in the past, I remember, in Rancho Bernardo.
Yes.
We did the training.
And so I'll get Angela again, if you can individually check with each board member and see what their preference is. Since there's only 4 or 5 of us, well, no, with staff, it would be maybe 10 maximum. We could find a place and do distance learning, or if you're not comfortable with that, we could do it all through Zoom. Just get a consensus from the people to see what it is they prefer. If some want to be present, we can do that and have the others online, but we really want to take the opportunity so everybody's very comfortable that they're informed, particularly during this time of change. And there is a tremendous amount of change going on out there.
And that's if at all, if at all possible, Mary, and I know that it's been, but I'd like to be included.
Oh, good for you, Lynn.
Just because I think that an update on where everything is would be probably very beneficial. So I'd like to attend as well.
Yeah, I think all board members should be a part of it, just to get a baseline of where you're at now, what happened last year, and where you're going forward. To give us a good information.
I agree.
Wonderful. Okay, well, we'd be most happy to do that. Mm-hmm. We're ready to go anytime. Are you thinking in September?
Yeah, I think that if you set up a couple sessions, maybe an hour or so each, it will be easier to do than to slack out a 3 or 4 hour period.
Okay.
And you do, Angela, you should have the ability to record, which means if you can record the session, you can make it available to somebody who can't attend.
Okay, we'll work that out. She'll figure out if most of you want to be on Zoom or if some of you would prefer meeting in person. We can do that too, whatever you want. That's all I have for today. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you very much. I think that's a great idea. And I really look forward to having a full board that is up to date. And that will be very beneficial for our conversations going forward, for sure, as we face some of the challenges that we know are coming. Next is item 7.0. That's the adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Well, all those in favor, myself, yes. Scott?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Okay. Great to meet you, Eric, and good to see you again, Scott, and I look forward to our next meeting.
Wonderful. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
God bless.
Thank you. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
You're going to have to put the air on. It's 90 today.
Mm-hmm. Huh?